It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg, and I'm happy to be live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. We have a video squad in tow. And best of all, Lily Hyatt is here. Welcome, Lily.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're playing at the Cactus Cafe tonight. You have a, we'll call it a new album called Trinity Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And no doubt you're going to be playing some tunes off of that tonight and for us this afternoon. So what tune would you like to start off with?
We're going to play a song called The Night David Bowie Died.
So there has to be a story behind that. Can you give us a little insight before you play it?
Sure. Well, the night David Bowie died, I was in my house on my own, and really bummed me out, like it did everyone. And the next day I sat down to write, and I just sang stuff, and this song came out.
This came out. All right.
Yeah.
Lily Hyatt, live in Studio 1A. It's KUTX 98.9.
Everything you want me to, believe me, baby, I try. I want to move back to California, have a baby with you. I know you want to prevent. I'm sorry I was such a wreck that night in the city. Baby, I want you back. 'Cause
Lily Hyatt is our guest this afternoon, live in Studio 1A this afternoon. That's John Condit giving his wah-wah pedal a workout there on guitar. Robert Hudson is the bass player and Matt Sibilia on drums. Nice band.
Yeah, they're a really nice band.
You put some muscle behind the songs.
Absolutely. You're great.
So your new album is Trinity Lane, and you live in Nashville, but you went to South Carolina to record it.
Yeah, I did. We went to South Carolina to make an album with this guy, Michael Trent, who's a really talented musician.
Shovels and Ropes,
yeah,
right?
He's from Shovels and Rope, and he also produces, and we had an amazing couple weeks there. So
it was good to get out of Nashville then.
It was really good. It was nice to get a little room from all the material that these songs are about and stuff. So.
Yeah. So tell us about, what are the songs about?
Oh, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I don't know. They're about whatever you want them to be about.
They're kind of personal,
though. About me.
They're kind of personal, though.
Yeah,
right?
There's a lot of personal stuff. But, I mean, I think most of it's probably fairly relatable for people. You know, just getting through things and coming to terms with stuff. And
so was it easy to write the songs? Or was it a struggle, or did they kind of just flow out?
They flowed out. It was a fruitful time for me last summer. So I spent a lot of time by myself. It was great. I wrote a ton of songs. So.
There you go. So you had spent, somewhere along the line, you spent a little bit of time here in Austin, right?
Yeah, I did. 2013, okay. I lived here for a wee moment for like 6 months. So
you played around, right? You were at the Cactus?
Yeah, I did a residency there. And I lived actually right up the road, so I would just walk there every Monday.
All right.
So yeah, it's nice to be back here.
So how's Nashville treated you? You grew up in Nashville?
Yeah, I'm from there, and I love Nashville. Certainly had times where I wanted to leave it, but ultimately it's a really great town, and I'm proud to be from there. Mm-hmm. So.
Probably a lot of people know that you're the daughter of John Hiatt.
Yep.
So do you embrace that, or is it something that you kind of try to keep at a distance? How does that
I mean, personally, I love being his daughter. I embrace that aspect of it. You know, I don't use that as a selling point for myself, but it's not really intentional. It's just kind of how it is. But we have a great relationship, and it does come up a lot. So it's something I've learned how to talk about pretty frequently and don't mind talking about because it's part of my whole thing. So.
Well, you think that as your career grows, that'll become kind of an afterthought?
No, I think that's always going to be something that's, I mean, it's a cool thing. It's like Roseanne Cash being the daughter of Johnny Cash. You know, it's neat to share the same profession as a parent. Yeah. So.
And I'm happy to say that your dad has stood right where you have stood right
Aww,
now,
I
live in the
that.
Studio. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's always a welcome guest in Studio One, as are you.
Thanks, Jay. That's cool.
You have another song for us?
Yeah, we do. Actually, this is an appropriate segue because I wrote this song for my dad. So it's called Imposter.
Honey, that's what I did. I'm not the only one. 30-something years I have been waiting right here. Ooh. And I wonder if we like each other. You know how I get so mad. Is that the same red temper that she had? There's shame, there's hard luck. She gave me some tough girl stuff.
Lily Hyatt live in Studio 1A with a tune called Imposter. You wrote for your dad, about your dad?
Yeah, to him.
So have you played it for him?
He's heard it, yeah, right. For sure. So, all right. Yeah, I think it probably meant, I know it meant a lot, so.
Lily Hyatt and her band will be at the Cactus Cafe tonight. Come on out. You can get tickets and info at cactuscafe.org. Her new album is called Trinity Lane, and the songs we heard are from that new album. Yeah. So it's been a real treat. Thanks for coming in and
thanks for having us.
Treating our listeners to your music.
Oh, it's a joy. Thank you for having
so,
us.
So, and you're going to be on the road for a while, pretty much through the end of the year.
Yeah. So it's good.
Busy time. Yeah, it's
busy
good.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Cactus Cafe tonight, beginning doors at 8, music at 8:30. Thanks to your wonderful band for coming in as well. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Thanks to Gabrielle and his crew of videographers. We'll have the video and the sound up on our website at kutx.org probably within 24 hours. We're going to close out the live portion, but Lily and her band are going to stick around and do another song for you, and we'll have the whole set up online at kutx.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock, it's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
I'm 32, I feel 23. Got no husband next to me. I gave up my 'Cause I'm